I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. 2 days of epicness just unleashed, Fundraising Secrets Mastery. I can't tell you guys how pumped I am to bring you this episode. I was working on this Fundraising Secrets Mastery for the past 90 days, and I was giving it to you on podcasts and on Facebook and on Instagram and on all the channels, YouTube, LinkedIn, sharing Fundraising Secrets, and finally it happened. And here's three of my biggest takeaways for this event. And honestly, the crowd was amazing. The room was packed with excitement and joy, and really a lot of people that wanted to just learn better ways to fundraising. You know, they were sick and tired of fundraising and fighting with other organizations to get the dollars, right? So there were churches, children organizations, women organizations, humanitarian organizations, private schools. Those are just some of the powerful people that were in the room, all wanting to learn fundraising structure. Now, if you weren't there for this one, you can catch the next one. It's in Tampa, Florida, December 5th, and we'll start at 8 a.m., 8 to 6 p.m., and I'm going to go through everything I know about fundraising. I'm going to teach you about a value ladder. I'm creating a value ladder and how to create a value ladder, how to ascend your dream team into the next thing in your organization, how to develop your dream team and who to mark and where to mark them, and how to multiply them so that you have more opportunities and making them feel special to join your organization. I'm going to go through a drama-free timeline so that you can know 12 to 15 weeks in advance, you know, 90 days, you could actually fundraise $0 to $100,000. There were people in the room that actually validated that I have done this with Fundraising Secrets, and you can get the book, Fundraising Secrets. Go to fundraisingsecrets.org, get the book, and there are 4 case studies in there that actually show you the system and the process and the steps of how to fundraise $100,000 in 90 days. You know, some of the things that organizations have, you know, you're all struggling to get grants and money and to do your thing, right? Because what you're doing matters and it's so important. But here are three of my biggest takeaways from nonprofits. They are the staff. You know, you guys are spread thin. There's so many things that you guys are doing, and you're filling the hats of everyone from mop to top. Doing an amazing job, but it can be stressful and taxing. Marketing, you're lacking the marketing budget. These are just some of the things that you guys shared with me. There's a lot of other nonprofits just in Schenectady, New York area. There's almost 1,000 nonprofits. You guys are all dipping from the same well. Lack of technology, like the ability to learn how to use it. It's out there, and it's becoming very prevalent in the organizations, but there's not enough people in the organizations to use the new technologies, automation, and these are all things that we went over at Fundraising Secrets Mastery, and it was a ton of fun. Here are three of my biggest takeaways, right? So in the event, I wanted to over-deliver as much as I can, and because I had so much information, I was over-prepared. So number one was I was greatly over-prepared and had a lot of content and a lot of information to give out, and this way you could walk away with a ton of resources and be resourceful. I'm going to start the event a little earlier because people are late and they can be disruptive, especially when you're starting the lesson. So I'm going to start a little earlier, and I'm also going to lock the doors so that if you miss it, you miss the first half. Being there on time is really important. It's very respectful for the speaker and also the other people that are attending on time. So I'm going to start. You have to get there early and, you know, late people, when you're late, it's not respectful. So I'm going to change that. Instead of starting at 9 o'clock, we'll start at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. And the third thing is having a clock or a timer so that speakers don't go over their allocated time, because we're on a schedule with the agenda. And some speakers, whether it be with technical issues or anything like that, but their content, sometimes they go over, you know, they're excited to talk about their stuff, right? So, and it's really cool. But while we have the room and it's captivated, it's kind of hard to go through all of that information. And again, in our crowd, we had churches there, children organizations, women's organization, humanitarian organizations, private schools. It's just a powerful room, but it was a ton of fun. The first Fundraising Secrets live event in Schenectady, New York. Really proud of it. I put a lot of energy, a lot of heart, a lot of soul. I had this burning desire to make sure that everything was perfect. And I also needed a speaker. You know, when I do Zoom calls, the laptop speaker sounds so loud, right? You have to turn it down. But in that big room, I needed to have another speaker. And so I have to get a Bluetooth speaker. So that was another one of my takeaways. So just making sure all my tools and getting a room runner, someone, if I'm short something, that they could go to the room. Like, or if lunch is being delivered or catered, the room captain can take care of that. So adding a room captain was something that was brought to my attention, and that's something I'm going to add. So those are some of my takeaways from Fundraising Secrets Mastery. And we really pulled back the curtains, unleashed everything I knew, gave prizes away, gave swag away, gave the book away, took pictures, had great food, great wine. Yes, the mastermind was amazing. Friday night, the night before, the women really got, and men really got an opportunity to meet each other. It was a VIP. So I'm going to do that again. And it was very, very cool. So if you guys like this content, subscribe to my podcast, share it with an organization, tell a friend. It's really cool. Follow me on social media. You can even take a screenshot of this podcast and tag me in it. And I play on Instagram, I play on Twitter, I play on Facebook. So if you take a screenshot of this and reach out to me, I might even be able to send you a swag. So thanks so much, guys, for listening to Fundraising Secrets, being a part of this Fundpreneur community where we maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. I'll catch you guys next time. Have a great day, everybody. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.